This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Lucas Hudson. Missouri may be hitting a break in this year's severe flu season. Gina Turlizzi is with the Missouri Department of Health.
Just recently, we're starting to see that number drop off. It's a little too early to tell if we've already reached our peak and now we're dropping down, or if this is just kind of an ebb and flow of flu season.
Nationwide, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recently reported that flu levels are starting to fall. Turlizzi says despite last week's drop in Missouri, flu is still widespread in the state. Already, the state has experienced more than 25,000 flu cases this season, compared to an annual average of 18,000. Turlizzi advises that anyone who's feeling ill stay home. She also says it's not too late to get a flu shot. Legislation requiring voters to show photo ID at polling places is scheduled for debate in the Missouri House. House Majority Leader John Deal says he expects a proposed constitutional amendment mandating photo ID and a bill implementing the rule to be taken up on the House floor this week. Republicans argue the measure is needed to cut down on voter fraud. Democrats contend the photo ID requirement is aimed at disenfranchising voters. The legislature passed similar legislation in 2011, but Governor Jay Nixon vetoed the bill, and a circuit court struck down the constitutional change. Deal says the House will also consider a measure reinstating an exemption for security plans to Missouri's open meetings and records law. Westminster College in Fulton launched a new public lecture series Thursday about religion and renowned author C.S. Lewis. Faith and Values reporter Kelly Catraba was there.
For some, there's a clear distinction between religion and reason. But the way author C.S. Lewis saw it, reason and religion go together. Westminster College professor Cliff Kane expanded on that idea Thursday to a crowd of more than 200.
A faithful person who thinks and questions is necessarily stuck in a creative, healthy tension.
Kane says it's important to avoid the extremes. He says religion should not be a mindless faith, and reason shouldn't rule out divine mystery. Kane's talk was the first of the Lewis Legacy Lectures, which are part of a new professorship at the college, the Harrod C.S. Lewis Professorship in Religious Studies. The next lecture about C.S. Lewis and religion is expected to be held around 1 year from now. Kelly Catraba, KBIA News.
Missouri conservation officials are urging people to be cautious around skunks that will soon be emerging from winter shelters. Skunks are one of the two primary carriers of the rabies virus in Missouri. Encounters increase during skunks' mating season, which starts in late February and continues through March. Males can travel 5 miles in one night. Missouri health officials last year reported finding 12 rabid skunks and 16 rabid bats, with cases reported in 14 counties. Rabies is transmitted through the animal's saliva and usually occurs after a bite. It can also enter the body through an open wound or mucous membranes. Treatment should start within days. Symptoms of rabies in skunks include unusual behavior, such as being active during the day, aggressiveness, and seizures. Missouri mental health officials are hoping a possible state bonding package could permit construction of a new facility at the Fulton State Hospital. The hospital is Missouri's only maximum and intermediate security psychiatric hospital and is the oldest public mental health facility west of the Mississippi River. The Department of Mental Health is proposing a new 300-bed, high-security facility that would cost about $211 million. Officials say current facilities are antiquated, and a new building could save $3 million in utilities, staffing, and workers' compensation. They say it would also improve the treatment environment and make for a safer facility. It also would free beds for treatment of sexually violent predators. Missouri Secretary of State Jason Kander has assembled a panel of county clerks and other officials to help shape a policy allowing for early voting. Missouri now lets voters cast absentee ballots only if they swear they cannot go to the polls on election day or meet other limited criteria. But the state has no general provisions for early voting, which Kander says could help ease long lines at the polls. St. Charles Elections Director Rich Krismer is part of this commission, and he discussed potential hurdles with the system.
The two biggest hurdles are, can we keep the bill a purely early voting bill? And if we are going to suggest voting stations, how is that going to be paid for? Because the state is strapped for money, the counties are strapped for money, so those are the two largest hurdles.
Kander's appointed commission will meet throughout February to study the merits of early voting and evaluate what he says would be the efficient, fair, and secure way to allow the practice. Besides county clerks, the panel also includes former state lawmakers, the mayor of Joplin, a county elections director, and private citizens. MU professor Leon Schumacher has received the Innovation Award from the National Biodiesel Board. Schumacher says the use of plant oil as liquid fuel has several advantages over the use of conventional fuel. Last week, Schumacher was announced the 2013 Innovation Award winner. He says biofuel technology may even reduce the nation's dependence on foreign oil in the future.
We weren't putting ourselves in a position where we were depending on international oil reserves. We were going back home, back to agriculture across the state of Missouri, and for that matter, the nation.
Schumacher says replacing all conventional fuels with biofuels is still challenging. He expects, however, the replacement of diesel fuels to reach up to 5% this year, with more biofuels to be used in the future. University of Central Missouri President Chuck Ambrose wants to hear from his students on Twitter. Ambrose is hosting a two-hour tweet chat with students at the Warrensburg School starting at noon tomorrow. The school says anyone interested in the university is also welcome to participate. More than 1,600 people follow Ambrose on Twitter, where he is known as @UCMAmbrose. MU announced the largest investment in Mizzou online history. As KBIA's Sydney Miller tells us, the investment will add 16 degree and certificate options.
For the first time, students who have never been to college can earn bachelor's degrees online through MU. The change comes as part of a $2.5 million expansion to Mizzou Online. MU Provost Brian Foster says that previously students were required to have already completed 45 to 60 credits in order to finish their degree online.
When you earn your diploma from the University of Missouri, it's exactly the same whether you came to campus or whether you didn't locate to campus.
MU says the money will be used to launch 16 degree and certificate programs for undergraduate, graduate, and doctoral students. Part of the funding plan includes hiring faculty and purchasing new equipment and software. Currently, MU has 5 undergraduate degree programs and 61 graduate certificate and degree programs, offered either in part or completely online. College of Education Dean Daniel Clay says the goal of the investment is to expand access to quality higher education.
What does this do? It allows a teacher, for example, in the town of Mill Spring, Missouri, 203 people, to stay in her community and continue to work full-time, but still fulfill the dream to become a principal or a superintendent.
Mizzou Online currently offers more than 600 courses with about 9,000 students enrolled. Several of the new programs will be open for enrollment starting in the fall, with the remainder starting in spring 2014. Sydney Miller, KBIA News.
The expansion adds programs and certificates to the Sinclair School of Nursing, College of Engineering, School of Journalism, and others. For KBIA News, I'm Lucas Hudson.